This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Sarah Dankert is a journalist at The Age, and welcome, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. First of all, I want to say, is everyone at Joy supports Fairfax and your stance? And we don't mean that in a political sense. Joy is an independent media outlet. We understand the value of independence. We also understand that, you've got to sustain it. Now, Fairfax's argument is they can't sustain the number of journalists they've got. Fairfax talks about independence, talks about being fearless, talks about the news, yet how can they do that with less and less journalists every day? There's your cue.
Well, that's the key question, Macca. How can we do it? The staff have suggested over the past few weeks otherwise that they can make savings while retaining, a much larger cohort of journalists, and that's sort of fallen on deaf ears. We suggest cuts to the agencies, cuts to some of the way we handle our legal issues, cuts. We asked the CEO to forgo his bonus, which has now been revealed this morning in the Australian newspaper to have been $4 million in cash. And we've just been told these suggestions aren't relevant. And again, they've gone the easy way of just sacking a whole lot of journalists. It's pretty disgraceful, and it will really limit our ability to do important journalism future.
One wonders if the cut is real, if they're approaching it like that and refusing to acknowledge there are other ways than cutting staff. After all, what they sell is good journalism, and if they don't have that, they have nothing to sell.
Exactly. And the way that they're collapsing roles, the restructure of the newsroom, which is their way of, I guess, preparing to do more with fewer staff, means that we won't be able to focus on some key areas as well as what we've done in the past. The Age has got a great social affairs and social justice coverage. And once those journalists have to do breaking news stories, they're not going to be able to take the time to do the research, to talk to the people, to bring really important stories on a whole range of different issues that matter to, a number of different Melburnians and in the Sydney side as well.
It's a vital thing to have free and open news as journalists to create the news, the information, and report it as a journalist so that people can form opinions. And this has often in Australia been like a keystone of our democracy. And the day you pulled out on strike was the UNESCO International Day for Journalism. Mm. And kind of the pulling of those things together. How do you think people are reacting to this? Are you getting lots of responses?
Yeah, we are. We're getting a lot of responses from the public. There's been thousands and thousands. I think the last time I checked, there were 5,000 letters of support from the public to the CEO of the company, Greg Hywood, and anybody who wants to sign that petition, there's links on the Fair Go Fairfax website and on the union website, which is the meaa.org.au website. And that's you can see the letter there that we're sending off, and it's just calling on the company to reconsider how they're accounting for the cost of journalism in the business. We created Domain in the newsroom. Domain was started by property reporters at Fairfax. The news editors were reporters at Fairfax. As soon as it starts to make money, they take that off our balance sheet and they say, they're doing well, you guys aren't anymore.
This yet almost reflects
the Domain insert.
Good and bad debt.
Domain inserts. Yeah, and every weekend there's a big Domain insert in the news. Well, you know, Fairfax needs to be real. No one's going to be reading that insert if there's no newspaper around it.
Yeah.
No quality newspaper around it. So we need to work together on this, and the company needs to appreciate a bit more how our journalism contributes to their overall brand, the respect for the overall brand, and for other companies inside that brand, like Domain, like Stan, like some of the other little websites we've got, and really consider that.
I made a suggestion on Twitter, but I also wrote to Greg Highwood, and I said, you know, as an ex-journalist, as someone who now works in business, what I see needs to happen is, what I would like to see happen is that Greg and the management of Fairfax and the board of Fairfax, the journalists, and the MEAA, your union, get together and agree, let's quarantine these redundancies for a month. Let's run a campaign, all of us, to get more subscribers for the newspapers. Because at the end of the day, that's what, you know, if they want to cut the money, that's what needs to happen is you need some more revenue. And I reckon there's got to be, to get that $30 million, there's got to be 200,000 people around Australia, let alone Sydney or Melbourne, who would subscribe and say, you know what, I believe in free and independent journalism. I don't want this to be a one-paper town. I want to be able to read authoritative, real news. Do you reckon that... what's your view on that, Sarah? I mean, look, the campaign hasn't, you know...
I think it's a great idea, Macca, and I only wish that the company was looking at putting these cuts into abeyance, whether it's for a month or for a year, just to see how we can how the company can generate revenue. They seem to be putting revenue in the too hard basket, and cost cutting in the, you know, is the easier form for them. Some of the staff have come up with great revenue ideas, you know, quite novel, you know, separate things for their sections, like the photographers, like some of the business staff, and it's like some of the graphic stuff. And that's all, again, being told, well, to implement those revenue ideas take about a year and a year and a half, so we'll have to cut all the jobs first.
Yeah.
And again, it just seems like everything's being done on 6 month reporting basis for the ASX, which, of course, as a business reporter, I appreciate that the company's listed and it has, you know, it has a duty to its shareholders. But I'm not sure of what duty they're doing to their shareholders if they're having one part of the tree of Fairfax, the journalism, while giving all the money to the other parts of the tree.
Yeah.
It seems ridiculous, short-sighted, and unfair.
It does. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to ring Greg this afternoon, actually, and ask him what he thought of my proposal. And because I think they need to have the organisation needs to take a pause. Journalists don't go on strike for a week for the fun of it. You guys have done it because you believe in what you're doing. You believe in that, and if people of Melbourne and Sydney and rest of Australia want to read crap news, well, let this happen, and believe me, that's what you're going to get.
Exactly, and we really do appreciate the support of Joy FM and all of the other organisations that have put out statements this week. You know, even News Corp's Joint House Committee that covers all the tabloid Australian. Have all called the cuts disgraceful. The Guardian, you know, ABC 7:30 report on solidarity. We've got the Brisbane Times and the Newcastle Herald and the WA Today all taking strong action
as
well.
That's fantastic news, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. That's
great.
Yes.
It's really good.
Look, just as the paper's running out of content at the moment, we've run out of time. We thank you for your stance. We'll be watching, and let's speak to you again real soon.
listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.